We're fascinated by a case that hit the courts this week of commodity traders who manipulated the crude oil market in 2008. Back in 2008, at the time, we wondered if this could be happening. It was impossible to tell from the figures and the information available at the time. And not that many people were following what was happening to oil prices. Not many people in Australia. It was still really a future issue to hit the press. But we were following it very closely because we've been very concerned and aware about this whole peak oil issue. So it was certainly a possibility that oil prices were being manipulated on the commodities markets. There was also a possibility that food prices were being manipulated around the same time. How do you distinguish between commodity price rises that are caused by supply being insufficient to meet demand, and this is becoming a real world problem, and those commodity price rises that are caused by market manipulations? Ultimately, the consequences at the level of ordinary local people like us are exactly the same. Higher prices at the petrol bowser or for food in the supermarkets. One of the men accused of the market manipulation comes from Noosa here in Queensland. His name is James Dyer. Others are Nicholas Wild Goose and two associated companies, Panon Energy in the US and the Swiss-based Arcadia Petroleum. They seem to have illegally boosted oil prices by buying millions of barrels of crude to give the false impression of tight supplies in the market. And you certainly have to have a very, very large amount of money to be able to buy up that much oil. Later, they dumped it back on the markets. At the same time, they were taking what's called short positions on the futures market. I don't know if you know enough about how to work the futures market to know what that means. So they made money both ways. But now it looks like they will probably be fined much more money than they made, so they will pay a price. It's very scary that our essential supplies of key commodities, such as oil and food, are open to manipulation in this way. Doesn't make you feel very happy about it, does it? When you go down to the petrol bowser and some rotter has manipulated the oil markets, so you have to pay a whole lot more at the oil, at the petrol bowser. And it equally, of course, it doesn't make us happy when we have to pay a whole lot more for petrol and food simply because the demand, the global demand, is so high. There are so many people now on the planet competing for these scarce resources, and petrol in particular is peaking or past peak around the globe. Oil supplies are peaking, but illegal activity like this only aggravates the problem, and I hope they get well and truly fined.